What up, Quakes fans? How's it going? Anybody became a Quakes fan this year? Welcome. Hey, if you stick around, you're a trooper. Yeah. It's been they've had a rough go at it. They played Seattle this last week. Fucking tie. Where do you start? Where do you fucking start? I'm gonna start bitching already at the fucking team. No, they did the. Before I bitch about the team, because I'm gonna. They did the post game at the bar again. That was pretty cool. I don't know. That's the second time they've done it, and they really don't advertise it very much. It doesn't seem to be a big deal. Not a lot of people. Not a lot of people stay. I've stayed last couple times. Hey man, when you get a driver's fucking coup. But yeah, I mean they don't make a big deal of it. It'd be fucking cool. Get a fucking crowd going right there, get some chants going, woo, get some people yelling. But I mean, and if you're driving, you get stuck in the traffic anyway. Why not wait 20, 30 minutes, let the traffic fucking flow out? Chill there. You don't even have to get another fucking alcoholic drink. Get a fucking soda. Don't even get nothing. Just chill there. Play the giant ass Jenga. They got a big old Jenga set. But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was cool that they did that for a second time, but there was nobody fucking there. I guess it makes sense. Why would you want to stay there after that fucking performance? It was a huge game. It was against Seattle. Seattle was one point behind the Quakes in the Western Conference. It was a great chance for the Quakes to put some space between them and really put some pressure up on Portland. They went up early and they just fucking parked the bus. Is that the fucking soccer term? Hey, what's the term, soccer heads? But yeah, again, they did what they do, and they fucking defended, passed sideways and backwards, and ended up with fucking 1 point. So now that puts them in eighth place behind Vancouver. Again, they're still a possibility. The chance is still there. Fuck, as boring as they're playing, they still have a chance. But fuck, I don't know. There's obviously they've not given up. They've not given up because this is Dom Kinnear's type of soccer. It's not something that he's just started doing, and not something, you know. We've seen it before. It just is not working. Whether it's MLS progressing to, you know, faster than the roster moves the Quakes have made, whether it's the formation, whether it's just players aren't listening to him anymore, whatever the fuck it is, it's obvious that it's not working. That's the one thing we could all take away, looking at the fucking standings, looking at the goal fucking results. Dom can say all he fucking wants that it's going well and that they're doing okay, but continually going down in the table is not okay. And it was just the substitutions are weird. The substitutions are, I mean, they got Barrett from Seattle, you know, last year, and he's a forward and all that, and he's a big dude. I mean, he's a presence. When he's out there, he's a big dude, you know? He really, he can push some people around, but he hasn't, the experiment here in San Jose really hasn't been working out. And especially that there was three people on the bench that stayed on the bench that could have lit some sort of spark, could have done something to get that second goal, to get those 3 points. That would put them still only 3 points behind Portland for that last playoff spot. But you had Tommy Thompson, Quincy, and Hanuk all on the bench. They were all on the bench all game. Hanuk warmed up. He was out there warming up. I saw him. But you bring fucking Chad Barrett. That's the fucking move. That's the offensive move is Chad Barrett. He hasn't been working out all season. He had one really good chance, but again, looking at the replay, it looked like it got blocked. But fuck, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. Why the fuck not at this point in the season with this many points at this point at you know where you are on the table. What does it matter? Quincy is one of those. He also hasn't worked out this season. The goals have dried up, but he hasn't played in a while. And it's fucking Quincy can fucking, he'll do some sort of backflip into a goal or something. You know, Tommy Thompson has been waiting in the wings, waiting to get his moment for a long time. Why not give him that chance now? You're fucking already tied. Your defense isn't going to give up another goal at home. Fucking, Hanuk. Why the fuck sign Hanuk? Hanuk was a striker. Hanuk was supposed to be the goal scorer. Why the fuck sign him if they're just going to put him on the bench? Oh, dude. Fuck. Again. I even got to clear my throat for this one. I got to clear my fucking throat. So, they played Seattle. Seattle's been on a much different team since they've signed fucking Lodeiro. And it's been evident. One midfielder, one player can really open up the whole game, can really motivate a whole team. Since Lodeiro's come on, Seattle is, they went from dead in the water to just floundering. I mean, they're not fucking get out of here. They're not world beaters all of a sudden. But they're showing signs of life. And it was just one player, I mean, he is a designated player, and he's 27. He's a pretty young dude, but it's just one guy. And when I was there, I was like, look out for number 10. Number 10 is the one that's been doing the rounds, that's been fucking killing it for this team. And of course he scores the fucking goal. Oh my god, that was so fucking frustrating. Just watching him. Oh, it's fucking standing. We're right there, we're right there in the standing section. If you go to fucking Quake, if you go to Avaya and you're not either end at one of the standing sections, oh man, I don't know what you're doing. You got to be at one of the either ends. That's where the party's at. But you're staring at him. You see the fucking curve, and I don't know. It was a good goal. It was a good goal. Good set piece to give him that. But fuck, it's just like it's almost like both teams signed an impact player to make a playoff push. Lodeiro was signed on July 27th. Hanuk was signed on August 10th. I mean, a couple week difference. Lodeiro has two or three more weeks in MLS, but I don't know. It's just staggering. The stats and fuck stats, right? Fucking stats. What the fuck do stats mean? Well, I don't know. We can argue about stats all fucking day, but the stats keep showing that the Quakes are losing points in the table. But it's just interesting to compare these two players. With one team going up the table and one team going down. Hanuk, again, signed on August 10th. Since then, in 5 games, he's had 3 appearances, 125 minutes. That's it. In 5 games, 125 minutes. That's in those 3 appearances, zero assists and zero goals for a striker. And again, this guy, you know, he wasn't signed to be the fucking savior, but why not give him the opportunity? And then in the short opportunity that he has had, he doesn't seem to be producing. On the contrary, you look at Seattle's signing on July 27th of Lodeiro, and Lodeiro in has had 7 appearances since that signing, 7 starts, 630 minutes, 6 assists, and 3 fucking goals. He's been involved in at least 9 goals. 9 since being signed on the 27th. Have the fucking Quakes even scored 9 goals since that time? I mean, fuck. Not saying that the Hanuk signing is a bad signing at all, but so far it has not been producing what it's needed to produce. And again, like I said earlier, luckily these fuckers they're still in it. Luckily, you know, you pull off a couple wins, they're still there, but that schedule coming up is not good. Oh, wow, Colorado. Yeah, Colorado coming up. Colorado, Sporting, Montreal, RSL, Colorado again. Yeah, that schedule's not getting any easier. Even at home, all of a sudden at home, dude, tying Seattle at home, that was crazy. The fuck out of here, man. It's fucking Seattle. They're ownage over Seattle. Should have fucking handled that. But yeah, but I was curious. I looked at the fucking stats for the 2 signings, and I was like, dude, I mean, I don't know. Again, you don't. Hanuk is not here. He is not the savior of the team. But you would have thought that bringing such a player in kind of would have shifted our tactics, shifted, you know, maybe a formation change to a more offensive formation than your fucking basic 4-4-2. But, I don't know. I guess Dominic had, or Coach Kinnear had other plans. Again, I think this is, you know, there's no way that Dom Kinnear comes back next year. Bringing in a new GM. The new GM isn't going to want to. Oh, he even if he does have one more year left on his contract, the new GM is not going to want to come in and try to, you know, try to mold, you know, work with a guy that's only there for one more year, kind of a lame duck coach. Boom, we got to bring politic fucking terms in here. So yeah, so if they get a new GM and they still leave Dom there for his last year, again, I believe that would be lame duck year. I guess Dom could, you know, pour it all in, kind of, what do they call it, contract years in baseball. You know, when you're trying to get that fat contract, you really push hard. But in sports, yeah, you know, I don't know. And I've seen it, dude, the Sharks. I hate to compare it to another San Jose team, but that happened with the Sharks. You know, Daryl Sutter, great fucking coach, but at some point it just didn't work. You know, it just didn't matter what he said. It just kind of the players, it didn't work. And it's not that when that happens, it's not that it's not the coach's fault, it's not the player's fault. It's just, I don't know, there's just team dynamics. Team, you know, sometimes it just, fuck, you just need to hit that reset button. And honestly, you know, I think that's where the Quakes are at right now. You know, they have a new stadium, they have a, you know, good revenue stream coming in, they have great fans, they're selling out, quote unquote, they're selling out you know, every game. So, you know, they're bringing in more money and they're making some signings again. I might not be panning out, but what the fuck? They're trying something. But again, fans, we got to keep fucking pushing that shit. But yeah. And, that's my thought. And, I don't think Dom will be back next year. Again, hey, if you stick around, if this is your first year as a Quakes fan, respect and get used to it. you know, you would like to have hope, you would like to have faith, but I don't know. We'll see. They'll figure it out. I believe they'll figure it out. Again, this year I got my buddy. Oh shit, what up, Chris? I don't know if you're listening. But, you know, got him. He jumped on the season ticket fucking deal. And, you know, and then he was following the team. He was like, man, I don't. Like, fuck, I think I fucked up. You know, like, this team's not doing that well. He's like, eh. I've been a Raider fan my whole life, so I think I can handle it. And, so. If you join this year, it's going to be a bumpy ride. But whatever. It's fucking, I don't know. It's a Avaya. You can't go fucking wrong at Avaya. They got good beer. They got fucking good. You could fucking go, again, you get the cheapest fucking tickets in the house. And you're right there. You get a beer or three. And you're right there up the railing. You balance your beer on the railing. You talk a bunch of shit to the goalie or to the whoever, you know. And it's a great time. It's a great fucking time. Fucking sucks when the ultras throw their fucking beer from the top. That shit ain't cool. I don't know what's up with that. Very bad first impression last week. Just drink your fucking beer, dude. Fucking beer's not cheap there. I mean, unless they sneak them in, maybe it's beer that they sneak in, but beer's not fucking cheap. Are you paying $12 a fucking beer? You know, throw it over the railing to other fucking Quakes fan. That shit ain't cool. I don't know. It gives a bad vibe, but it doesn't ruin the vibe. I fucking love a vibe. That place is dope. It's a great place to go watch soccer. You know, either end. The one end's got that bar. Get whatever the hell you want. The Jack and Coke. Man, I don't know. Something about Jack and Coke and watching the Quakes play. I approve. Or, yeah, go on the other side where the Ultras are up at top. And then you got the Imperio, Sismico right there at the bottom. And then the other space is all open. Anybody can go there. Man, The more people in Quakes gear that go there, the more people that go there to yell and fucking scream, the better. They're the cheapest seats, they're the closest to the beer, the best beer selection, in the stadium. It sucks that the fucking food trucks are all the way on the other side of the stadium. They gotta hook it up where, dude, you gotta make some indoor, dude. We do it indoor. Like interior economic shit where I'll take your order from the food trucks and deliver it. Are you at the other end of the stadium opposite the food trucks? Well, give me $5 and I'll order what you want. Text me at 443-27 to the Bay Area. I'm sure it could happen. But yeah, I mean, that's this week's episode. it's just so fucking frustrating. So fucking frustrating. There's what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Yell to change their formation. Yell for them to sign a big player. It's not going to fucking happen. Especially now. I mean, at this point, you hang on. You hope the team fucking, you know, kind of rallies around itself and makes it into the playoffs. But it's really looking like this is another rebuild phase, and we got to wait till March of next year to figure out what the fuck's going to go on. But, I mean, fuck it. Still got some home games again. Go fucking have some fun. Watch the team. The team's not going to give up. I mean, and don't get me wrong. This isn't like a fucking, oh, the sky is falling type deal. I think that's fucking my second episode in a row referring to Little Chicken. Or Chicken Lil? Chicken Lil. There we go. That sounds better. Little Chicken. I want some chicken nuggets right now. One more time is open. But anyway, yeah, it's still a great product out there. The players still try really, really, really hard. It's just, again, it seems like a formation or some kind of motivation thing, but it's still really, really high level soccer. You're right there by the airport, fucking planes landing and shit. They got good beer, good drinks, food trucks, fucking music. I don't know. It's a great time. And then, again, you either end of the stadium, get a beer. You're fucking 10 yards away from the fucking soccer. It's amazing. Yeah, you're right there. You're right on the pitch, man. You're right on the pitch. Pay attention, because you don't want to get those fucking balls come fast, and they're hard. Hell yeah, I said it. The balls are hard and they come fast. She sounds funny right now, but man, get one of the Victor Bernardes fucking misses coming at you. I don't know. You might not wake up. You might not wake up. But anyway, I hope this episode didn't put you to sleep. And if it did, I hope you wake up now. Wake up! Wake up! And so thanks for listening again. iTunes, Stitcher, any fucking podcast app. If you like it, let your friends know about it. If you don't, tell them as well. Tell them, man, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. You gotta listen to this shit. He's a fucking idiot. And I'll take that. I'll take that, because I'll get better. And at Baldini10 on Twitter, if you want to follow me. Again, I'm at every game. Come fucking follow me on Twitter. You'll see my picture. Come find me. I'm by always drinking a fucking little something or a hop stupid at the bar, Beer of the World section. Yeah, come holla. See y'all later.